It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Hey, happy afternoon to you. It is a Taco Tuesday. And July 2nd already. I'm Larry Tuneforce. This is Speak Out 2.0 on KNTR FM. You're tuned into 106.3, just in case you didn't know what you were listening to. And Speak Out every weekday is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Gene Jeffries Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino, and Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. Those are our sponsors. Our first guest today is Camille Smith with Art Awakening. And if you have a question, you can give us a call at any time you want, 702-298-1063. Welcome, Camille.
Thanks, Larry.
And this morning, Camille kicked off her day at 6:40 and presented to our Kiwanis Club, which I always look at that as an opportunity for, this morning we had 22 people there, 22 people to learn about your business, you know, and more importantly, they probably all know somebody that would want to be there. And so that's why I had you at Kiwanis, and that's why we have you on the air, because everyone listening out there probably knows somebody that's a special needs individual that could use some art therapy.
Well, thank you. And thank you for having me this morning.
You're welcome.
Great.
Yeah. So tell us all, for anyone tuning in that doesn't know what Art Awakening is.
Well, the simple version is we are a program of resilient health, which is a behavioral health program offering housing and traditional counseling. And also Art Awakenings is a pretty big program of resilient health that's been around since the early 2000s. And the premise of Art Awakenings is simple. It's using art making and the creative process as part of therapy. And that's also a fairly simple definition of what art therapy is. So they kind of go together.
So this could be somebody that might even have PTSD.
Correct.
You know, that witnessed something tragic. You know, I knew a young gal who eventually ended up committing suicide by police officer, unfortunately. But I think of her. And she had PTSD. She witnessed her dad commit suicide in front of her when she was a teenager. And this would have been perfect, you know, if she was still with us. So I look at somebody with PTSD and think this could be their out, you know, because it's kind of their out, isn't it? It's an opportunity for them to be them by themselves.
Correct. And I think it's important to mention that anyone who's experienced any type of trauma, it can benefit from nonverbal therapies. I think that's one of the ways to look at what we do at Art Therapy. You know, resilient health is focused on trauma integration into every service that we provide. And one of the things that happens with trauma is that the verbal parts of the brain basically shut down during the time of the trauma. And so later, when people want to try to get through it and work through it, sometimes it's very difficult to actually speak about the event, whatever the trauma was. And so using nonverbal therapies such as art therapy or maybe music therapy or something else can actually work better because the person is not being asked to verbally recount what happened.
Right. So they're not being interrogated and asking all these questions, but they could draw about it if they wanted to.
They could draw or paint or sculpt or, you know, and what happens is they're is an externalization process. So something that was going on inside somebody is now externalized. And there's a lot of different ways to do that. It could be a drawing, a painting, a sculpture. It could be a song. It could be a movement. But what's happening is there's a moment of getting things out so they're not just rolling around in somebody's mind.
Right.
And then it's a little easier to process things. If you're looking at a painting or a sculpture, you can talk about the painting, you can talk about the sculpture, versus just focusing on yourself and your inner experience or your trauma. And it just gives a little bit of distance, which makes it also easier to process and hopefully eventually get through that and come out on the other side even stronger.
Almost a third-person type story, yeah.
It is.
And your staff there, they're therapists, but they're also art degree people?
A lot of our staff, They might not have a degree, but they have a lot of experience. And so they need to come in with some basic knowledge of studio practices. But a lot of it is things that get taught or learned after they get started with us.
Okay.
And so it's kind of neat to watch staff evolve artistically while they're also helping the participants evolve artistically.
Right.
Yeah, it happens together.
So would you hire a therapist and send them to a class on something?
Not necessarily, because like in the studio, because of the programming, we have art programming going on every day. It's pretty easy for them to learn and pick up some basic studio skills, but I won't discourage anybody from taking a class.
Right.
But what happens is that there's always some type of behavioral health focus. It could be about a coping skill. It could be about building resiliency. It could be goal setting. It could be communication. It could be any number of different things that are going to contribute to an overall wellness for somebody. But what we do is we find a creative project or an artistic prompt is another word that you might hear if you're wandering around in Art Awakenings. And we create a meaningful creative process that supports whatever the behavioral health focus is for that day.
So if these were young students, would some of that art maybe be Legos? Or would it be drawing or painting or coloring? Or
what we usually try to do is to evoke a original creative response. So there are some people, a lot of the adults kind of start out using like the adult coloring books.
Oh, okay.
Because that's where they feel comfortable. And it's a kind of a great entrance into other possibilities. I think if we had kids, younger kids, which we do, we have, we call them littles, middles, and teens.
Okay.
And, but we have enough things happening, enough materials available in the studio, and enough thought process and imagination that goes into what we're doing. If Legos seem to be meaningful and part of something that would fit with whatever the behavioral health lesson was, we would do that.
Okay.
But so far we haven't. So far we might have them building out of wood scraps.
Oh, okay.
Instead of Legos, you know, so we might be showing them how to build something out of popsicle sticks.
Or clay?
Absolutely, using clay. So we would, but there's nothing wrong with the Legos being part of it, but it wouldn't necessarily be the first thing we would go to. We would look for some kind of studio art medium first.
Okay.
And then go from there.
And that works well.
It works wonderfully.
Yeah, I can see where it would because, and they come back time and time again?
They do. Average lengths of stay, I think the minimum length of stay that we have is around 6 months.
Okay.
And for some people, it just takes longer.
Right.
You know, especially because people are not only focusing on their mental health, their recovery, their resiliency, but they're also learning to use the different creative processes as a way of healing that and a way of managing that. And it can take a little longer under those circumstances.
So would you have one individual that maybe started off with clay and then maybe ended up moving into paints or moving into pencils or...
Absolutely. The medium, we have, it's actually almost overwhelming when you think about the quality and the quantity of supplies that we have and the diversity. We have every possible visual art medium. I mean, from two-dimensional pencils, charcoals, paint, we have clay, we have collaging materials, we have every imaginable three-dimensional mixed media type of thing. We do a lot of different things. And so sometimes it takes people a while to say, oh, well, maybe it's time to branch out. Like maybe they start out only wanting to use colored pencil or only wanting to use watercolor, and then they start branching out. And you just never know. But it's really, it's actually, I think, the average person would not have access to this many materials.
Right, at home.
You would have to spend a small fortune to have this many materials. So it's really fun in that regard.
Yeah. So now who pays for this? I mean, you guys are a nonprofit?
We are. We're a nonprofit. And it's sort of, that's a complicated question, although it seems like it would be simple. We're largely funded through Medicaid dollars, but it's managed by the local health plans. Okay. So depending on the county and who the regional behavioral health authority is in the various counties, they will manage those dollars.
And do they fund by per student or just fund the program?
That's a good question, too. It used to be a little bit different. It used to be more of like a block pay, what you're describing. But now it is per person, per service. And so certain, depending on, again, the health plan, each individual person gets a referral. And we devise a treatment plan for that person. We look at, well, here's what we have to offer you. And here's these are the services that we have. These are the services that we believe will be helpful for you.
Because the goal is not to take them from crayons to paints. The goal is therapy.
The goal is overall mental, physical, whole well-being.
Right.
Yeah. And resiliency.
And so you lay out that plan, and then the insurance says, okay, yeah, we'll take care of that.
Mm-hmm. And the insurance will cover, certain services are covered and certain services are not covered, depending on the plan. And that, I wouldn't even begin to try to explain
now. Yeah, I can understand insurance plans. What if somebody has their own insurance? They're not on Access or the state insurance.
You can self-refer. So that's one nice thing, is that somebody can self-refer and come in. Like, we have people that walk by and they see the gallery. Most of our studios do have a small gallery, if not a larger one. And they'll come in and go, what is this place? And they'll see people in there in the studio making these really cool projects. And they're like, well, I think I need this. And they do have to have some type of mental health status.
Right.
There's a lot of different...
It's not a college art class.
It is not.
Right.
It's not. I wish we could have both. You know, we could just be a community creative drop-in center. But it is a behavioral health program. And, you know, there's possibilities for things maybe after people have graduated where we could look at that. But right now it is something where somebody comes in with some kind of behavioral health need.
Do you find that, especially young people, and I'm talking high school and maybe plus 5 or something or 10, do you find that some of those people, when they graduate, don't want to leave?
We find that almost everybody doesn't want to leave.
I was going to say, I can see somebody in their teens and their early 20s that if they had a difficulty and they start coming there and they work through it and you say, you've done a great job, you've been here 5 months or whatever, and thanks for coming, and they go, huh? You know, wait, what do you mean? What do you mean? I got to do this next week, and I want to do that next week. And, I mean, I can see where it becomes a part of their life.
It really does. And I think out here in the rural areas, that becomes even more important because there's not that many things for people to go to after they complete Art Awakenings.
Right.
We're looking into right now having something that we would call, for lack of a better word, we might call it aftercare.
Okay.
So it might be that time that maybe you just come once a week, but you have a time that you could come in the evening, and instead of maybe during the day when it's, at that point it's maintaining a connection.
Right.
Maintaining the connections and relationships you've made with the people, the other artists, and also maintaining a connection to that support system. Because that's really, people do really well,
right?
And then it's like, okay, you're done, and it's like you do well because you have that level of support,
right?
And so it's really challenging to think about somebody not having that, and then what else can be there to help keep them along their road of resilience?
Yeah, it's like when I injured my arm and I was going to physical therapy, and after a while they said, okay, you're done. I went, no, I'm not done, But now I still do my own therapy when I walk, And so these people don't, like you said, they don't have access to all this stuff at home. So if John Doe went through the program, would John Doe go home with some stuff that he could continue?
Well, we would hope long before people actually quote-unquote graduate from the program, that they would have started to practice some of these things at home.
Okay.
So that is part of it, using their creative expression as a way of managing symptoms, regulating emotions. Even just for some people, it's a matter of a clean and sober activity.
Right.
That you can engage in, and you know, so it involves self-reflection, it involves self-discipline. So those are all things that we're hoping people are taking from the studio, their experience at the studio,
right.
And then practicing at home long before they're done with the program.
It's almost like a person going to residential rehab and then changing their behavior when they leave residential rehab and picking up what they learned.
Right. I mean, just like with a physical therapy situation, you still have to keep doing your own homework.
Exactly.
And sometimes that can last longer than the original rehab.
Oh, yeah, it does. I mean, like I said, I'm still... Because I walk my neighborhood, but I also go out in the desert. And when I go out in the desert, I can do my arm exercises while I'm walking. And there's nobody around to see me looking like a dork when I'm waving my arm with a big rock in it, you know.
Yeah, I have a vision of this now.
Yeah, exactly. So I could see where they would want to try to get into their home. And you know, if it's a young kid, say, Mom, can we buy some of this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Or can I get some of this stuff? And what do you hear from the parents when it's time for their youth to leave?
Well, we hear a lot of good things because they usually will not be ready to leave. We won't be discussing them finishing with the program until we're seeing them able to regulate, we're seeing them able to manage, we're seeing them, you know, maybe normally they would get frustrated and they would, you know, scream and yell or want to be aggressive or in some way. And now we're seeing them, oh, they're able to take a time out, they're able to walk away, then they're able to come back and they're okay. So those are the kind of observable behavioral things that we're going to want to see before we even start talking about completing the program.
But I can see where a parent wants to take you to lunch when it's over with, you know.
Hopefully they would.
Yeah.
But, you know, we want people to be able to, you know, we don't want people to be overly dependent upon the program, other than that it's a great resource and a great support. But we want people to understand how they can do these things on their own.
Right.
You know, so that they go back to the community.
So the last week or two or three may be a starting to wind down, moving out of fifth gear back down into one or something.
Right, and we help people to really to recognize their progress. You know, we can start spelling it out for them and how well they've done. And that's, again, like I said, when people start the program, we have a plan in place for, you know, what are they working on? Why are they coming to this program? What are they working on?
Right.
And we want to have regular intervals of saying, well, how do you think you're doing? Here's this thing you've been working on. How do you think it's going for you? And so that happens regularly. And then by the time they're at a certain stage where we're talking about them graduating, we've seen them making a lot of progress.
I'll bet. How fulfilling that's got to be, too, for your
staff.
It is. Let us take a break, and we'll be right back.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand-new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand-new SUVs with no interest loan. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color. Pick your interior. Then picture your family in a brand-new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman. Or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
Kinetic Computer and Technology, smarter than the average geek.
Did you know Windows 7 support ends in January of 2020? Hi, John here, and we can update your computer from Windows 7 to Windows 10 starting at $120. We'll give you a discount if you bring in multiple systems and save $20 today on any service with our ad in the News Herald.
Kinetic Computer and Technology, smarter than the average geek. Smarter than the average geek.
We are back. Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce, and the show each weekday is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Barron's Pest Solutions, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Perkins Family Restaurant. And we're visiting with Camille Smith from Art Awakening, although it's Resilient Health Art Awakening.
Right.
So, and we were talking about when they leave and how fulfilling it has to be for your staff and management, and then like the parents or the spouses or whatever, you know, if it's a PTSD thing, the person might be married, and the parent, the spouse says, "Oh my gosh, I wish I brought him here a year ago," or whatever, you know. That's got to be very, you guys have to walk out of there on stilts.
Well, it is. It's really fulfilling. It's really rewarding because, and I don't think staff necessarily takes personal credit because our artists do all the work. You know, we are there supporting them. We're guiding them. We're, you know, saying, hey, have you thought about maybe looking at something a little bit of a different way so it's less stressful, you know, but they do a lot of work.
But it's the experience that they have and the guiding, as you say, that develops that individual.
Right.
So, yeah, they're not doing it, but, you know, they're the coach of the team.
Right. Yeah, yeah. In a way they are like a coach. Yeah. And it is. It's pretty amazing to watch, especially some individual journeys are more dramatic than others.
Right.
You know, because we have people who just for them to come into the studio, just to leave their home, is a very big deal.
Right.
And so for them to get up, get ready, leave their home and come to the studio, even if they seem like they're not even doing that much on that day.
That event so far is stressful.
Just to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then when they come and we watch, you know, relationships starting, we watch experimentation starting, we watch exploration, we watch them, you know, be willing to try something new. So there's a lot of cool, like, small risks that people take that can eventually contribute to taking a larger risk
right.
of some kind, and they can almost practice in this safe environment, and they can practice a lot of life skills, but within the creative process and within the studio.
Well, and without family there, mm-hmm. you know, and sometimes family can be intimidating for a person trying to grow out of a incident mm-hmm. or a mental health.
Yeah, so they
situation.
Learn. Yeah, exactly. They learn confidence. They start to see that they can handle certain things, and that they're able to do it on their own, and that's really important.
So we got about a minute left here. So how do they get a hold of you?
Okay. Of course, I forgot my glasses.
Someone out there that's listening that says, you know, I want to give them a call, or I want to stop by their office and talk to them because I've got a friend or. Okay, she's going to give it to me because she forgot her glasses.
Because I forgot my glasses. But okay. The best phone number is to call the Kingman Studio.
Okay, the Kingman Studio is 529-5022. And that's 928, of course. Mm-hmm. So 529-5022. And if in Bullhead City, it's 928 also, 299-5002. In Bullhead, they're in the Colorado Place, 2580 Highway 95, but they're back on the Miracle Mile side, right?
Nope, we're on the 95 side.
Oh, you're on the 95 side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Suite 116.
So it's on the ground floor. And then in Kingman, they're at 1308 Stockton Hill Road, Suite D. And you have how many? I mean, you got.
We have almost 17 studios all over the whole state.
In the state.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And the Kingman studio with the landmarks are there's a big sign for the mailroom, which is one of those mailbox stores.
Okay.
And then the other landmark is that we're across from the cemetery.
Okay. Well, it's a landmark.
That's right.
Yeah, it works.
Exactly.
So, and you said throughout Arizona. So if somebody has a family member in Tucson or Phoenix or, you know, the metropolitan area, you could help them too.
Absolutely. We have studios, and we have studio and gallery in Bisbee even.
Okay.
But Tucson and Phoenix are our two larger programs.
I just picked those out of the top of my head.
Well, Yuma also has a thriving program for youth and adults, and we also do services in the community in Yuma. So depending on what the community needs, we will adapt and we will try to fulfill those needs.
Fantastic. I mean, I think it's a great program. So I have an autistic grandson, so I can understand the benefit.
Well,
I really do.
Thank you for. I appreciate your support, and thanks again for having me on the show.
Thank you.
Rejuvenate yourself this summer with Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. The stress and dark circles all disappear at Jean Jeffrey's. Come renew your mind, body, and spirit with the Cactus Toning Body Wrap, custom massages, and Dr. Bob Orr facials, an exclusive service. The experienced and talented technicians are the pinnacle of professionals in the tri-state area. Let them show you what it really means to find relaxation, comfort, and peace. Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Resort and Casino. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
So you bought a gun. Now what? You know how to use it, but are you confident? Do you have concerns? Like, what if you grab it instead of your hairbrush? What about the safety switch? On or off? Is it loaded? There's so many things to consider once you have a gun in your possession. Kingman Force on Force offers free gun safety classes. The skilled, experienced, and qualified trainers at Kingman Force on Force want you to be comfortable and safe with your firearm. Register today for your free gun safety class. KingmanForceOnForce.com.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loan. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see MartinSwanteeHyundai.com.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. And as always, the show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant in Bullhead City, where you can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then you can have a muffin or a pie, a piece of pie. Oh, my gosh. And the cookies and it's fantastic food. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where if you like to save money, you want to stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick up your Co-op Connection card, where you can save on prescriptions, doctor's appointments, furniture, cars, you name it. Barron's Pest Solutions, where if you have bugs and spiders and scorpions and termites and bees around your house and you'd like for them to be gone, call Barron's, because they're the ones that can take care of that safely and take care of it on a regular basis if you want. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any vehicle on the lot. You can also order a brand new Hyundai for under $20,000, which is a pretty good deal. And then we have Gene Jeffries Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Resort Casino up on the second floor, where you can get your hair cut, you can get a tint, you can get a color if you want to be a blonde, brunette, or redhead. You can get a pedicure there. You can get your hair tinted, body wax if you want to get some rid of some hair around your eyebrows or whatever, you know. And then also Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City, where they have physical therapists, they have occupational and speech therapy, and skilled nursing facility. Those are our sponsors. Our next guest is in the studio, and it's Andy Hogan. And Andy, you're with River City's Community Theater.
That's correct.
Explain what that is.
Well, it's exactly that. It's a community theater.
Okay, thanks for coming.
We've been operating in this area for about 8 years now.
Yeah.
And it's an all-volunteer organization, just local people who love live theater and all that goes on around it. It's not just getting up on stage and acting.
Right.
There's a lot of other stuff that goes into putting on a show, and we got people working in all the areas we can find.
So, like you said, besides just being on the stage and being in a show, there's lighting and sound and producing
lights,
a program.
Sound,
and
set design, set construction, properties, props that you have to find and acquire for each play. They're always unique.
Yeah.
You know, and some plays are very demanding in terms of, like, props and costumes. Some are very easy, you know, where, you know, it's just casual clothes everybody's got in their closet.
Right.
The costumes. Sometimes you have to go out and create them.
Oh,
so,
wow.
It depends on the show. And that's another part of the work is way before we put the show on. We read the show through and evaluate what we have to do and make sure it's something that we can tackle.
Right, yeah,
that,
you have
that
to.
That doesn't go beyond our capabilities. Or, you know, if there's a something in the set design that we can't handle, is there a way we can work around it and still put on an effective show? So all that takes place a year, to at least a half a year, if not a year in advance.
Before you start looking for actors.
Yep.
Wow, yeah. Okay. Because you've got to think through it, and is there a team that kind of runs this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a board of directors, of course, but, for example, that process of looking at the show and the difficulties, the complexities in it is run by a group that's led by our artistic director.
Okay.
And they go through, they read dozens of shows a year.
Oh, my gosh.
In order to select the four or five that we put on each year.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
So, yeah. Yeah.
And they volunteer to do this.
It's all volunteer.
Wow.
Nobody gets a dime.
I know, but I'm impressed. You know, I'm impressed that somebody will read 12 scripts a year to come up with four that you can produce.
Well, they come up with four that we can do right away. There are others. There are some. They've got two or three kind of on hold, I understand, right now that they want to do, but we're just not ready to dive in and do those yet.
And where do you buy the scripts and whatnot?
Mostly from there's dozens of publishers around the country, and they all have an online presence. So you can go on and look at the script, just look at a brief description of it if you don't know the story at all. You know, maybe read a preview, you know, the first 5-10 pages of the show.
Okay.
You know, online. And then you can order the scripts. The individual script only costs anywhere from $9 to maybe $12.
Oh,
so
all right.
It's not that much to buy.
So then does each player have to order their own script?
If we decide to do a show, we have to, the group buys the books.
Okay.
And we have to buy a script for every actor, for the director, and for as many support people as we think we need, which usually works out to be 3 to 4 extra books for lighting, sound, backstage, stuff like that.
Yeah. So it's a lot to put this on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's in our typical production budget for a small show is around $1,100-$1,200.
Okay.
And bigger shows, you know, if there's lots of costuming or a complex set or something like that, they can go up quite a bit, yeah.
And so I know you guys used to be upstairs in the Colorado Place.
Right.
Is that where you still practice?
No. We moved out of there. And right now we have a small facility on Lakeside Drive, close to where Smith's and the post office are.
Okay.
Right in that area. And that's where we have all of our material stored, and that's where we've been practicing. It's very cramped. It's not a great place to practice, but it lets it do us.
Have you talked to the city about using the Suddenlink Center?
We do use the Suddenlink Center, not for rehearsals, But we're actually, we put on one show there this last season.
Yeah.
And we've decided to do all four shows that we're putting on this next season from September through April next year are going to be produced at Suddenlink Center. And I just want to say, to maybe people listening who went to the show there and complained about the seating because they were hard metal folding chairs.
Right.
Which is all Suddenlink has.
Yeah.
We will be bringing in our own padded chairs
for
the shows and setting them up.
So you're going to rent those?
No, we own them. We had them in place when we were at the Colorado
Park. Oh, all right. Okay.
So we kept them. And
so that old gymnasium is a big enough room?
Oh, the gym is huge. It's too large in some ways.
Ah.
You know, it's not great acoustically because it's so large.
It's a gym, yeah.
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 But we make it work.
We'll okay.
Do. So, and it's convenient. They're very, very receptive to us there. The facility is fine. Everybody knows where it is.
It's got restrooms and plenty of parking.
Right.
So, yeah.
Restrooms and everything. So we have, you know, it's a good facility for us. We're still looking for a permanent home. We're working hard on that, but we haven't found one yet. So,
have you looked at some of the casinos across on this side of the river? I always say across the river, but now I'm over here.
Yeah.
Have you talked to some of these casinos about possibly?
Only briefly. Most of them are, you know, they're very profit driven.
Right.
Let's just say that. Yep. And they're busy too. Their facilities.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah.
Their facilities are booked up, and getting into their booking list is difficult. People ask about Mojave High School and the other schools, too. We have the same problem with them.
Right.
They're busy.
Yeah.
During a lot of times when we want to be producing shows, they're either producing their own or they have other programs in those facilities, and they get booked up very quickly.
And the Chamber of Commerce is too big?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you've been doing this for 8 years?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
And do you get people that come and go, or are the whole group been together for 8 years?
Oh, there are people who have been with the group for 8 years. There are some. I'm not quite one of them that was at the first meeting.
Okay.
But I was in the very first show that we did.
Oh, good.
So we've been, you know, a lot of us have been around and connected with it for quite a while, and others have come and gone. We've had some members pass on.
Do we have a lot of egos in the room when there's rehearsal?
Not really.
No? Okay, good.
There are some. You know, everyone has an ego.
I know.
Because most of us manage to control it.
And you have a director that's in charge.
Yes. The director is always in charge, and new people, when they're coming in and just learning.
They can learn that he's in charge or she's in charge.
Yeah. Is that we tell them the alternate name for the director is God.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not that the directors won't listen and take input and even change their minds about how to do certain things.
Right.
But they definitely, once the director says we're doing it this way, that's the way we're doing it. And
now you know, huh?
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah, we haven't run into any huge ego problems or anything like that.
So if people want to get involved, if they want to come up and watch a show, well, if they want to watch a show, that's different. But if they think, maybe I want to be an actor, or I want to, maybe I want to build a set or work on lighting or something like that. I don't want to be on stage, but I would like to do something. Who do they call?
The easiest thing to do is to call. We have a general number. We call it our box office number. It's 928-299-6057.
Okay.
And someone always has that phone in their possession. That doesn't mean, because, again, we're volunteers. It
right.
doesn't mean they'll
leave a message.
That phone right
yeah.
away. So
yeah.
often you have to leave a message, but it'll be returned in 24 hours.
Okay. All right.
And the other easy way to do it is to come to our general meetings, which are open to everyone.
Okay.
We hold them on the third Thursday of the month at 6 p.m. at our Lakeside box office.
Okay.
So the address there is 1865 Lakeside Drive. And the simple way to remember that is just a few blocks south of Smith's, which is at the intersection of Hancock and Lakeside.
Right. Okay.
So.
And the third Thursday.
Third Thursday of the month.
What time?
6 p.m.
Okay. I'll write it down because I'll put it in my community calendar and try to remind people, you know, and take one of my cards.
Yeah, I will.
And when you have a show coming up, be sure and email me and tell me about it. And I can, you know, if you have a flyer, I can put it up and talk about it.
We'll be getting publicity ready for our next show in the next month or so. It's
when's your next show?
The next show will be performed in September, September 26th to 29th.
And you've already been practicing for this one, right?
No, we're just starting auditions for it.
Oh, okay.
We're having auditions for it this weekend.
Oh, gee, I'm going to be in Sedona. I won't be able to show you my talent.
I'm sure we could find a time.
No, don't. Yeah, we're fine. Okay, so this weekend, if somebody wants to get involved, mm-hmm. where would they go?
That Lakeside office again.
Okay.
On Friday, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
We'll be in there. And then Saturday and Sunday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Now, what are you looking for in actors?
We have three. In this show, we have three men and three women, all adults.
All right.
Various ages. In fact, I think some of them have nondescript ages, so they can be just about any age.
Oh, okay.
We choose a slot in there.
All right.
So, not a huge cast, but I know that some of our regular performers are looking to take the time off. They've just feel they've extended themselves and they want a break right now, so we've got lots of spaces.
Okay. So, and again, if they want to call, what was that number they can call?
928.
Right.
299.
Right.
6057.
6057. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they can call at any point in time and talk to somebody.
Right.
And make arrangements to show up this weekend. And do they read part of the script and,
yes.
and act it out?
Yeah, we'll have scripts yeah. there. And they don't have to worry about acting it out too much, but we are looking for them to be able to read and interpret what they're saying as they go.
Right. So it's a play. It's not you're reading. You're not holding a script in your hand during the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You will have to actually memorize your parts.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then you have three or four shows a year.
Yes, we have three more shows scheduled after this that we're planning.
Oh, after this?
Well, through the year. There's. We have a Christmas show that'll actually be done shortly after November, shortly after Thanksgiving, and then two shows in the spring.
Oh, okay. So your year isn't from January to December.
We look at our performance season as being from September through April or May.
Oh, okay.
Because in the very hot summer months, it just becomes too difficult to work.
Well, not only that, but you got to keep that building air conditioned, and that's a little expensive.
The expense piles up, too.
Yeah.
But we have, you know, this is the time of year when everyone is out vacationing and doing other things.
Okay.
And you know, our audience is at a minimum right now,
right.
too.
Yeah, because the snowbirds are gone.
We don't have the snowbirds, yeah. and a lot of the permanent residents are off visiting otherwise.
Yeah, like places. I said, I'm leaving in 13 minutes.
There you go.
So vacation.
There you yeah. go. So we recognize that, and it's just better for us to work in the fall through spring.
Well, that's fantastic, and you've been doing this for 8 years. I just think that's great because I know so many young people that want to, you know, experience. You know, maybe they did something in high school, and
absolutely,
and now they're you know in their 20s, but they still like doing it. Maybe they want to come this weekend and. Yeah. Try out.
We have people show up quite frequently and says, oh, I haven't done this for years and years. I don't know if I can still do it anymore. And
yeah.
they find they can jump right back into it. We also have members. We have one long-term member, also goes back to the first show we did, who had never been on stage before
yeah.
that first show eight summers ago. And she's become a fine actress.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's had some leading roles and just done a great job for us.
And do you guys do an Academy Award once a year?
Not exactly.
No? You don't have any awards? But the people walk down the aisle and get their trophy?
No. No, we don't do that. We're too small a group.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, it gives you hope to be able to do that someday, maybe.
Right. I would like to say something you mentioned.
Sure.
Kids. There are some very, very talented kids in this area.
Yeah.
And we just hosted our first children's theater summer drama camp.
Okay. That was the Ghostlight?
Ghostlight yeah. Children's uh-huh. Theater had its opening camp last week, and it was wonderful.
Ah.
The kids had a wonderful time. They put on a great show on last Friday night. We had over 70 people show up for the show.
Oh, good. How many kids were in the program?
14.
Okay, and that's 14. What you were looking for, like 13 or 14 or 15.
We would have liked to have more than that, but in fact the show that they put on actually required 15 people. So the director fixed that easily. She there was one part that had one line at the very end of the show, and she pulled a person out of the audience and gave them that part.
Oh, good. Okay, so someone got to participate.
Yeah, that was all they had to do, was just read that one line.
That sounds
very
fun.
Short.
Yeah,
but the kids did a wonderful job on it, and they're very excited about continuing to work with us. And I hope we can build that up. If we can get a good solid core of kids in the area interested.
Well, when school starts, and some of the schools start in July, and some of them start in August.
Right.
You know, maybe they'll start talking to their buddies, going, "I did it." Play over the summer.
I know they will.
Yeah.
Because I know they had so much fun with it.
Good. Great. Well, Andy, I'm so glad you had the time to come in and talk about this.
Well, I'm glad you gave us the opportunity.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
And our listeners have the phone number, and they have the information. They know where you're at and when to be there this weekend. And if not, they can give you a call at 299-6057. And good luck to you.
Well, thank you.
And we'll talk about it here on the show on a regular basis. And we've got a community calendar here that we read, and we'll promote your shows and help you out.
We will keep you on our mailing list for information.
Good. So good deal.
So you keep up to date.
All right. Andy, thank you.
Thank you very much, Larry. Appreciate the opportunity.
You bet.
Thought about a self-defense class? Not for any particular reason, just to feel a bit more confident and strong. Just in case. Kingman Force on Force offers self-defense classes to last your lifetime. Empty hands, self-defense, edged weapons, firearms training, and Krav Maga. Kingman Force on Force courses can train anyone. Group sessions, women only, children, seniors, people with disabilities. There's no membership. It's affordable. Purchase a single class or the entire course. KingmanForceOnForce.com. That's KingmanForceOnForce.com.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
Are you looking for new and better equipment? Horizon Community Bank provides competitive rates for equipment leasing and loans. This gives business owners the advantage of delivering products and services to clients faster and more effectively. HCB leasing program allows up to 100% financing, low payments, and protection from rising interest rates. Before you decide, talk to the local business experts who are part of your local community. Horizon Community Bank in Havasu, Mojave Valley, Parker, and Quartzsite. Member FDIC.
For a fun middle-of-the-week relaxing lunch, you'll love the Mackay Cafe Turkey Melt. Hi, it's Laura with Mackay Cafe. We serve lunch daily until 2 p.m., but I gotta tell ya, Wednesdays are my favorite. This infamous Mackay Cafe Turkey Melt is piled with smoked turkey breast, bacon, avocado, onion, tomato, and covered with pepper jack cheese, all on grilled sourdough. Yum. And you can have your choice of fries or the onion rings. Go for the rings. It's lunchtime on the island next to the London Bridge, Mackay Cafe.
Maybe I'm lost and I'm dressed in peaceful value and style.
Whether it's sandals, shorts, or shirts, get the hottest fashions for the season at the Laughlin Outlet Center. While you're there, take a break and enjoy one of the latest releases at the Stadium 9 Theaters. You'll find great shops all around the Laughlin Outlet Center. Clothing, shoes, art, kitchen, novelty, and food. So what do you say? Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center.
Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center. Peaceful value and style.
KTNR, FM 106.3, Speak Out, 2.0. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. The program each weekday is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Resort, and Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. It's now time for our community calendar, and this is the time where we kind of tell you what else is going on around town, and you might miss something. Check out our Facebook page, because most all these have flyers and information on our Facebook page, or you can always call me, 928-201-3313. And also, if you want something on the community calendar, like I just told Andy, send me an email and I'll put it on the calendar. Or if you'd like Dave Lipinski, he texts me, you know, and we can put it on the community calendar for you and promote it so you get a good attendance. Let's start off with this Thursday, the 4th of July. We had Fred Eck on a few weeks ago talking about the Oatman Sidewalk Egg Fry. And it might be hot enough. I think you're going to see like 111 on Thursday. This is the 28th year they've been doing that. It's free. Come watch it. If you want to participate, call Freddie at 928-514-8595. And then, of course, Thursday night we have Rockets Over the River. All over the valley you'll be able to see them. I just saw them Saturday night. This is at 9:30, put on by the LTC and the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce. Questions, call the chamber at 298-22114. And that they don't do the fireworks until about 9:30. They want it nice and dark, okay? They don't, no sun coming over the hill. They want it nice and dark. So they do that at 9:30 Thursday night. Saturday we have a Kingman Farmers Market at the Thunder Event Center from 8 until noon. Next week, we have a chronic disease self-management program at the Bullhead City Library. If you're interested in that, that's from 1:30 to 4. Call WACOG at 978-377-4961. And then also, the 10th is the Family Fun Festival, put on by Anderson Ford at the Anderson Auto Group Field House. This is from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. And questions, call 219-3031. And then next Thursday, the 11th, we have a stage company stories going on at the Laughlin Library. That's from 11 till 12 during the day. Any questions, call the Laughlin Library at 507-604060. Also, next Thursday night, we have a Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce at Los Lagos Golf Club. Dominic's in charge out there. That's at 5:30. Any questions, call the chamber at 574-4121. Next week on the show, one more thing. This Friday is the last day you can sign up for free swim lessons in Bullhead City. Sign-ups are at 6:30 in the morning and 5:30 at night at the Suddenlink Center. Questions, call the City Hall. 763-9400 extension 294. Next week on the show, because the rest of this week I'm taking vacation, a guy named Sean Hannity is going to step in and fill in for me, but he'll be here for the rest of the week. I'm on vacation. We're headed to Sedona here in about 10 minutes. Monday we have Hildy Agnes, our Mojave County Supervisor. She'll be here for a whole hour. Tuesday we have Colby, and Colby, the son is going to talk about his trip to D.C. put on by Mojave Electric Cooperative, and the mom works at the mine, so we're going to hear a lot about that. And then also followed up with Jessica McGuire from Anderson Ford talking about the event coming up on the 10th. Wednesday we have Dr. Ziri and Gina Kovit talking about the leadership program that they've done this summer. Well, Thursday we have Autumn Boyle Robinson from the Boys and Girls Club, and also Laura Phillips from the mall here. And then next Friday we wrap it up the week with Sean Gusterman,
the voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin HD2.